essence of how we can access the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By citing our own beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. On this day of Rama Ekadasi, he concluded his great offering to humanity in the form of the translation with lucid commentaries of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he gave all credit to his own spiritual master, and attributed whatever qualities he had to the mercy of our Guru Parampara. In his natural and sincere humility, he wrote down for all the world to see his own feelings, that he did not consider himself a great scholar, great writer. He was simply executing the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We find this state of consciousness consistent throughout his mission. On the Jaladuta, that cargo ship that carried him across two oceans and three continents, after enduring heart attack, seasickness, about to come to a country where he knew no one and he had nothing, he offered his prayer, praying for the mercy of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Praying to his Srila Prabhupada and to Krishna that I have no qualification. I'm only here with the order and blessings of my Guru Maharaj. And now, my Lord, if you want to give me the words to penetrate their hearts to understand your message, you have the power to do so. I have no such power. Let me just be your puppet and dance according to your will. And he writes, I have no bhakti, and I have no knowledge, Vedanta, but somehow you have given me this name, Bhaktivedanta. It is up to you to fulfill the real purport of this name. And then he signs his letter to Lord Krishna, your insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Amongst all our great acharyas in Parampara, we find this spirit. In the beautiful writings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the spirit of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, in the wonderful songs of Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Narottam Das Thakur, in the prayers of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupan Sanatan Goswami, and even amongst Haridas Thakur and the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, They were teaching us by their example. No one can understand Krishna by our austerities, by our knowledge, by our wealth, by our abilities. Nothing we have can pay even a drop of the oceanic price to understand Krishna. Even Lord Brahma. But to speak of ourselves, even he prays in this way. One can only understand the Lord when the Lord is pleased to bestow his mercy upon us. There is no other way. In the house of Srivas, there was that Brahman. He wanted to see Lord Chaitanya dance. He was very pure in heart, very simple, so austere that he only drank a little milk, sometimes some fruit, nothing else. You may be having difficulty on Ekadasi. But he did this throughout his life. And he approached Srivas Thakur with folded palms, with tears in his eyes. Oh, Srivas, you are a compassionate, loving Vaishnava. Yes, you are merciful to fallen souls like me. Allow me just one time to see the dance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Srivas Thakur said, this is very difficult. Because you see, Srivasangam is non-different than the Rasastali of Vrindavan. And the kirtan in Srivas's house is none different than the Ras Lila in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Krishna's Lila is very confidential. Only the highest, most qualified, pure devotees are given access. It is the Madhurya Dham, Vrindavan. Closed to anyone but the most surrendered, intimate, spontaneous devotees of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the types of spiritual ecstasies of love that he and his devotees were exhibiting there. Common people could not understand. And if they were to see them, it would be taken cheaply. Great personalities, like a chaste wife who keeps her body covered except for her husband on rare occasions, hide their ecstasies from the purview of the world and share them only with Krishna within the core of their heart. Very confidential. So before the kirtan started every night, he would close the doors, lock them, close the windows, lock them. Even Srivas Thakur's beloved mother-in-law she Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his kirtan. He said, Srivas, I am not feeling the ecstasy in the holy name today. Why is love of Krishna not awakening in my heart? Someone must be in this house that is not supposed to be here. Srivas said, no, my lord, there's nobody. He said, look. Srivas found his mother-in-law hiding. And he moved her out. All glories to Srivas Thakur. Such surrender. For those of you who are married men, you have better understanding than me what type of surrender that is. So Mahaprabhu was very strict. Srivas said, it is not possible. However, again and again that Brahman was coming. Only one time. I promise. I'll be eternally indebted to you. If only one time I could see the Lord dance. He was so sincere. His desire was so earnest. And Srivas Thakur was so compassionate. He said, all right, but I'll have to hide you. Because if the Lord finds out you are here, I don't know what will happen. So the Brahmin hid. He was a brahmachari. Very good brahmachari. The kirtan began. All the devotees chant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins his dance. Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Advaita Prabhu, Srivas Prabhu, and all the other devotees, they're dancing to the holy name. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiran Yata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way to attain that highest experience of Krishna Prem, save and except through the chanting of the Lord's names. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. This Hare Krishna mantra has descended from Goloka Vrindavan. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked, what will you attain when you reach the goal of chanting Hare Krishna mantra? Prabhupada's reply, the goal of chanting Hare Krishna is to eternally chant Hare Krishna. Now we are chanting to purify our hearts. But when the heart is pure, we go on chanting forever in the spiritual world in ecstatic love of God. Because Krishna is none different than his name. Sri Radha has appeared within her name with all of her opulences, with all of her love, with all of her compassion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he began the kirtan in Srivasangam, he gave an instruction how the devotees must chant. Trinadapi sunichena tador ibasahishnana amanina manadena kirtanina sadhava. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this state of consciousness, Krishna will be so pleased to manifest himself with his holy name, we can chant constantly. Recently, one very scholarly person, the editor for a very widely read spiritual magazine in America, saw this verse and was very much alarmed. He said, "This verse is depressing." No one in the Western world wants to hear a verse like this. This is self-effacement. It's just too much. It's self-indulgent to think so low of yourself. It's another type of false ego to think yourself so low. After all, people should feel good about themselves. People should really care about themselves. People should be confident. Yes, a little bit of humility sprinkled in. People like that. But too much humility. Makes a person miserable. It's horrible. Very unpopular. And she said, "It depresses me." Because the treasure of what is about this beautiful verse of the Shikshastakam, there is nothing more positive. You see, Krishna is all attractive, like a magnet. Positive repels positive in magnetic forces. In the same way, the more we think we're great, we repel the great. But when we actually think that we're really humble, like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, then we're in the state where we can fully take shelter of and appreciate the greatness of God and access the greatness of God, be empowered by the greatness of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, there's nothing so positive. There's no greater confidence than one can achieve through Trinada Pisunichi. Because one realizes, one accesses the supremacy of Krishna's beauty, Krishna's knowledge, Krishna's strength, Krishna's fame, Krishna's renunciation, Krishna's wealth. That is real happiness. This is how we must cultivate our chanting of the holy names. So all the devotees were chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan. "Srivas, I do not feel Krishna praying in this kirtan. Is there someone in this house that is not supposed to be here?" Hare Krishna. Srivas Thakur could not lie, not to the Lord. He said, "My Lord, there are no atheists in this house. And also there are no sense enjoyers in this house. But there is one brahmachari. But he's very pure at heart, very simple. In fact, he only drinks milk. And he really wants to see your dancing." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted his arm. He looked like fear personified. "Get him out of here at once! What right does he have to try to see my dance? It is not by austerities. It is not by cultivation of knowledge. It is not by any material endeavors that one can qualify themselves to see the Lord." What austerities did Gajendra the elephant perform? What austerities did the gopis perform? It was only because of their pure unalloyed devotion that they could see the Lord. Only by devotion, not by our acts, not by our charity, not by our austerities, not by our knowledge, not by our position, only by the simple quality of bhakti, devotion. Get that milk drinker out of here before I destroy the universe. The milk drinker, Brahmachari, understood he wasn't supposed to be there. He was trembling. And he stood up right in the middle of everybody. He stood up and just walked toward the door, trembling. He walked out of the door and kept walking. But as he was walking, he was thinking within his heart of hearts that I am so fortunate. I didn't deserve to be there. Whatever the Lord said was correct. I'm a very fallen, unqualified person. But he is so merciful that he chastised me. Just the chastisement that I required, he gave me. But still, for a few seconds, I got to see him dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seated within the heart of every living being. And he understood exactly what that brahmachari was thinking. The Lord called him back. The devotees went out. The Lord wants you back. He was so humble. He understood he had no qualification. He returned. And he fell at the feet of the Lord. And the Lord blessed him. Only by pure devotional service can one approach the Lord. There is no other way. Do not be proud of anything you have or you can do. Now please know that it was only through the mercy of Srivas Thakur that he had that chance. The fact is, he was unqualified. Devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, what is our qualification to be in Lord Chaitanya's movement, the Prema Avatar? Prabhupada was very honest, very humble. He said, you have no qualifications for this. I made your qualifications. We should never forget that. Our only qualification is the mercy of a Vaishnava. This milk-drinking brahmachari was thousands of times more qualified than practically anyone living in this advanced state of Kali Yuga. But even he, his only qualification is Srivas Thakur took mercy on him because he begged for that mercy. Unless we beg for the mercy of Vaishnavas and follow the teachings of the Vaishnavas, we cannot approach Krishna. That brahmachari became one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. So did Jagai and Madhai. They ate a lot more than milk. They ate meat. They drank blood. They drank strong, intoxicating liquor. Hare Krishna. but they got the same destination as that brahmachari. So brahmacharis, do not be proud. Dina hina yatachilo harina mudharilo tarasakshi jagai mara. The power of the holy name and the mercy and forgiveness of Vaishnavas. It's our only hope. Jagai and Madhai was given intimate entrance into the association of Lord Chaitanya's inner circle of devotees. What was their qualification? They were murderers, thieves, liars, drunkards, meat eaters, womanizers, and everything else. Even Yamaraj could not figure out everything else. But somehow, they received the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the original spiritual master, to show the world, if we beg for the mercy, because at a certain point, Jagai and Madhai begged for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. When Madhai begged for Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he said, no, you beg for Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. If he gives his mercy, what can I do? Then I must deliver you. So we must beg for the mercy, like that brahmachari, like Jagai and Madhai, from the gurus, from the Vaishnavas. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead showers his mercy upon us. And with that mercy, nothing is impossible. That was Prabhupada's prayer. That was the prayer of all of our great acharyas. To connect to the Guru Parampara, to connect to the mercy of the devotees, by begging for that mercy and by willing to make the sacrifice of following the instructions. The brahmachari follow the instructions, Jagai and Madhai follow the instructions, and Prabhupada was told by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, take this teaching of Lord Chaitanya in the English language to the Western world, and against impossible odds, everyone, from his well-wishers to his own spiritual family members, they warned him, impossible, you cannot do this. But he took the order of his guru as his life and soul, and considered himself a puppet. Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj has revealed this great treasure of the essence of bhakti in his beautiful discourse this morning. Let us thank him by loudly chanting. We have now come to the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami has prayed, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurateshe Namaha. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but even more merciful than Krishna. To material mind, this is a contradiction. One of the many apparent contradictions in a philosophy where there are no contradictions. If we go deep into the essence, we find out how everything is resolved where there is prema, where there is love of God. But until we attain that state of love of God, many apparent contradictions appear there. But those contradictions help us to go deeper and deeper and deeper. But that's a contradiction too. Because when you go deeper, 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 it usually means you go down. But in bhakti, the deeper you go, the higher you get. We go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Higher and higher and higher. What was I saying? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself, but more merciful than Krishna. How can Krishna be more merciful than himself? That is the most beautiful, deepest of all subject matters. Krishna wanted to taste the sweetness of the love of Radha, who he considers tastes 10 million times more happiness in her love for him than he experiences. Oh, he is the abode of all rasas. We will discuss that this evening. So Lord Krishna comes with the devotional sentiments, with the ecstatic love of Sri Radharani, and with her complexion as well. And he is distributing that love freely to everyone, even the untouchables. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wove a wreath or a garland with the holy name and with praying, love of God. And he came to place that garland around the entire material world. Odarya Lila, Krishna Lila, distributing the Madhurya Ras freely to everyone and anyone without discrimination, simply if they open their hearts with faith to receive it. No other incarnation is so merciful. Krishna killed the demons with the Sudarshan Chakra. Or in Vrindavan, through many very, very attractive pastimes, by sucking out poison, or by squeezing Trinavarta's neck, smiling, taking a ride into the sky, or by dancing into the mouth of Agasura. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kills the demoniac nature within the demons with the astra of his beauty, his compassion, and his holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Once in a day of Brahma, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears within this world, in this place of Sri Navadvip. And we owe such an eternal debt to our previous acharyas for what they have done to reveal this holy place to us. After Lord Chaitanya wound up his earthly lila, years passed, and Mother Ganga changed her course, and this entire area was flooded for centuries. how to rediscover the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth. Some Brahmins owned some land across the river and claimed that this was Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. And many, many people were going there and giving donations too. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was not a man of any type of superficiality. He was a man of the greatest substance. He wanted to enter into the deepest truths of life. And he discovered through his studies that was not possible. Because according to the old maps, according to old Vaishnav scriptures, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth site was on the other side of the Ganga. So one day he was across the river, I believe at the Rani Dharmashala, and he happened to see a vision right here, a vision of great light. And he felt within his heart Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directing him, that is my birth site. He came, studied different scriptures, different maps, consulted different local people, and ultimately came to the conclusion, yes, this is the birth site. It's just a field. I believe it was owned by some Muslims. But when he came here, nothing but tulsis were growing. And he felt the presence of Mahaprabhu in his heart of hearts. But still, he wanted the confirmation of the greatest of all Vaishnavas living, the Vaishnav Sarvabhauma, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, was then well over 120 years old. His assistant had to carry him in a basket. He hadn't walked. He hadn't stood up in years. Even to see, they had to lift his eyelids. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought him by basket to this site, where we are sitting today. And as soon as he put him down, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj leaped in the air, opened his eyes, raised his arms, and cried out, Jai Sachinandana.
Jai Sachinandana!
This is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. This is his eternal home. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then, who was a grihastha, he had 10 children. He was very distinguished as a magistrate for the British government. But he went house to house in places like Calcutta, begging for even a single rupee to help build a temple for Lord Chaitanya in this holy place. And he built a small temple. And his son, that great Raya Vishnu Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and the inspiration of his father, excavated the temple that is standing now. And as they were digging for the foundation, they found the original deity of Jagannath Mishra, Adhokshaja Vishnu, that was worshipped by Sachi Devi Jagannath Mishra and their two sons, Vishwaroop and Lord Gauranga. That deity is on the altar even today. And just on this side is the neem tree under which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared within this world. On that holy night of the full moon of the month of Phalgun, at the time of the solar lunar eclipse, when everyone in all directions, even those who never took the name of Krishna their whole life, during that eclipse, some mystical power just overcame everybody. And everyone rushed to the Ganges. And in all directions, nothing could be heard but the chanting of the holy name. Hare! Haridas Thakur, Advaitacharya, were in Shantipur at the time. They saw everyone chanting the names of Hari. No other sound could be heard anywhere. They were blissful. They could feel in their hearts that the Lord had appeared. And they were crying out, "Let this eclipse never end." Because amongst those who have I won't call superstitious, but those who understand the Indian philosophy or Hindu philosophies, technicalities of auspicious and inauspicious. An eclipse is very inauspicious. It's not auspicious. But the Srimad Bhagavatam claims, wherever there is the chanting of Lord Hari's holy name, everything becomes auspicious. So yes, you could consult your astrologers every day. And you could make every single piece of furniture and every single brick of your house exactly according to the Vastu Shastris. But who cares? Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was living in a latrine. And that latrine was probably not built according to Vastu Shastra either. But that was the most auspicious place in the universe because he was constantly chanting the holy name. I was recently in San Francisco. The first temple was a little storefront called on Frederick Street. Now it's a laundromat where people wash clothes. It was a place for washing hearts, now it's a place for washing clothes, but it's still a place of washing. But that became too small. The second temple, it was a funeral house. One of my godbrothers, Tredas Prabhu, was telling me when they moved in, there was blood. Because they have to, you know, take the blood out of the body and put all kinds of chemicals in it to keep it looking nice for so many days till the funeral Because in India, you just burn it real fast. But in America, they make it, they put preservatives in it. And they even do plastic surgeries and make you look really nice. And then it may take a week till everyone comes to see your last darshan. And I'll never forget, I was a child and this one really mean police chief who was a father of my friend, he died. He was always nasty. But when people came and saw his body in the coffin, in the funeral house, everyone was saying to my friends, he never looked so happy. Because they made him smiling. So there was this place, the place where they used to display the dead body was where the altar of Krishna was. The downstairs where they used to prepare the body by draining the blood is where the kitchen was. Now you may think very inauspicious. But what did they do? They cleaned it out. They cleaned it with plenty of cow dung and plenty of cow urine and loudly chanted the holy name. And hundreds of people's lives were transformed to the path of bhakti in that place. Hare Krishna. It's nothing more auspicious than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. It could transform anything into auspiciousness when we take shelter of the Lord and chant his holy names. Other things can help, but they shouldn't distract us from the only necessity of taking shelter of the Vaishnavas, the spiritual masters, and the holy names. That's the all in all. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur built this beautiful temple here and created all auspiciousness. And it was his desire that devotees from all, that people from all of the world would become devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and worship this place. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada took that very seriously. And it is only by the qualification of his compassion that we have come here today to worship the Supreme Lord. Under that neem tree, the Lord was named Nimai. Why was he named Nimai? Many reasons. One is because 8 daughters of Sachi Devi had died just after birth. And this was to be her last child. And they didn't want him any danger because they fell in love with him. Just seeing him the first time, they uncontrollably fell in love with him. He was so beautiful. He was Krishna with the complexion of Sri Radha. Who would not instantly fall in love with him? Just his glance melted their hearts. His smile was the only thing that all of the residents of Navadvip, who were his friends and relatives, it was the only thing they longed for. It was their goal in life, just to see that little baby smile. So because the neem leaves are very bitter, they ward off ghosts and evil spirits. So to protect the child, they named him Nimai. But little Nimai taught what is the path of real auspiciousness. When Nimai would cry, it was so pleasing to the ears. It was so sweet. It wasn't anything like your baby crying. I'm not being partial. I'm just being factual. When a baby cries, it's very irritating. Yes? There is nothing that could disrupt Harikata more than babies crying. Yes? I've been giving Harikatas when earthquakes have happened. And everybody's listening really attentively. But when babies cry, everybody goes, ah. Very distraction. It's such an unpleasing sound. But Lord Chaitanya, when he cried, it just melted everyone's heart. But it indicated he wasn't happy. Even though it was a very sweet sound, it indicated he wasn't happy. And their life was to make him happy. The only thing that would make him happy is when everyone gathered around him and loudly called out the names of Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here in the Yoga Peet under the neem tree in Sri Navadvip Dham. For 3 external reasons and 3 internal reasons. To fulfill his promise, paritra naya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavami juge juge. To deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish the principles of religion. And also to establish the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan. And to reciprocate with the loving, compassionate prayers of Sri Advaita Acharya. And for 3 internal reasons. To understand the glory of Radha's love. To understand what it was about him that she alone could experience happiness. What it was about him that she alone could taste through her love. And also to realize only Sri Radharani could taste the sweetness of his love. These are technical points which we will discuss this evening. So to taste the sweetness of pure love and to propagate that love that is only to be given by him. Lord Chaitanya said, to establish principles of religion in the Yuga Dharma, any of my incarnations can do. But to give the spontaneous loving service of the residents of Vrindavan, only I could do in my own personal form. And he has done it through propagating Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conquered by devotees who are united in the chanting of the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya and his associates, the Panchatattva, they break open the storehouse of love of Godhead and distribute it to those who take shelter of the Vaishnavas. And how do we take shelter? By together congregating and taking shelter of the Lord's holy name. So we offer our gratitude to the great Vaishnavas who are serving the Lord in this most holy place and allowing us to come here and to offer our prayers and here in this supremely holy place of the Yogapith. Let us all pray by offering the prayer that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself prayed, to eternally aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.